Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're here with a little strength for today. We're looking in Psalm 119, verses 1 through 3. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and they that seek him with the whole heart. Verse 3, they also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. What is this word iniquity? It has been translated iniquity 36 times, but it has also been translated wickedness, unrighteousness, unjust, perverseness, unjustly, unrighteously, wicked, and wickedly. Well, we can see here it's not a good thing. They do none of those things. They walk in his ways. Now, it's a byproduct. They walk in his ways, and as a result of walking in his ways, they do no iniquity. It's choices and its consequences. Hosea 10:13, he said to God's people, "Ye've plowed and you've reaped. Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity. Ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou did trust in thy way and in the multitude of thy mighty men." Psalm 119, 1 through 3, they walk in the law of the Lord, they keep his testimonies, they seek him with their whole heart. Byproduct, the result, they do no iniquity. So it's choices and consequences. Psalm 82, 5, they know not, neither will they understand, they walk on in darkness. That's a choice, kind of dumb, but it's a choice. Psalm 119:3, they also do no iniquity. Why? Because they walk in his ways. It's simply choices and consequences. Sing along with this message. It's a tremendous message. It's a prayer. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.